Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, Marco, you saw the picture that we posted on social media, I guess?
I saw a picture of you and Gio at an Islander game.
And Potvin.
I did not see that. No, I did not see Potvin.
Oh,
no.
Who'd you see?
I just saw a picture of you and Gio. It was on Twitter somewhere. It was just a still of you and Gio. Looked like it might have been up on the board.
The Jumbotron.
Yeah, and you were wearing an Islanders jersey, so I just kind of assumed that you lost a bet.
No. Okay, so let me now explain to you. And this goes for all the knuckleheads out there on Twitter calling me a fraud fan. As if, like, fandom is something that you can get rid of in a day. Right, I mean, I've dedicated my whole life to being a sports fan for certain teams. That's something that's going to poof, evaporate because you put on a piece of clothing. So here's what happened. Actually, I'm going to rewind the whole story now. Gio told a version of this, and it was mostly true, but there were some little things that I just want to clean up a little bit. I reached out to Gio last postseason when I was desperate for Rangers tickets. I wanted to take my nephew to Ranger playoffs. Wasn't sure I was going to be able to buy tickets. I said, hey, I can't get tickets. Is there any way do you know somebody or Boomer to where I could buy tickets through the Garden when they go on sale for the playoffs?
Okay.
He didn't. He didn't have anything. He's like, sorry, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know if he asked Boomer, whatever. And I understand. I just had to shoot my shot in that moment. Then Gio also listens to the show occasionally, and he hears me talking about my nephew, how much I love taking him to games, all this stuff. He knew that I asked for those tickets. He then reached out to me saying, hey, I might have a hookup to get great seats at an Islander game if you want to take your nephew. Give me some dates, and I'll see what I could do. So I gave him some dates. He looked into it. That contact did not come through for him. Then he took it a step further, and he went to Ledecky himself saying, hey, buddy of mine looking to take his nephew, whatever he said, any chance you have tickets for these? Ledecky said, yes, but you have to go as well. So now Gio got four tickets.
Okay.
He let me take somebody else. Now, I said, I'm not going to take my nephew to an owner's box. Like, no big deal. Whatever. I'll take my nephew to plenty of other games, but that's not the spot for a young kid. Like, he's not going to appreciate hanging out in the owner's suite at a game, right? Free booze, free food. Who knows who's going to be there? Like, that's not the spot for a nine-year-old. So I took Eddie Erickson, who I don't know if you remember, used to work here.
Yeah, I know the name. I think I met Eddie once.
The reason why I took Eddie, because he always used to take me as his plus one. Anytime he was producing for Mike and Chris, we worked together on the show.
Right.
He would always hook me up with things. So I was like, you know what? This is a nice favor to pay back. Owner's buy, whatever. Gio took his buddy. Now, I'm going to this game assuming that, like I'm not assuming anything. I'm a tag along here. Gio is the star. I know my place. Like, I'm not expecting anything other than to feel totally out of place in an owner's suite, which I have never been in before. Now, I did happen to find out that my SNY colleague, Todd Zeal, was going to be there the same night, just by circumstance. I asked off Baseball Night New York. The producer said, oh, that's odd. You're going to the Islander game? So is Zeal. I was like, oh, really? That's odd. Find out he's going. Then he tells me that Alex and Steve Cohen potentially going to be there. And I was like, oh, my God, what the hell have we gotten into here? Do I really want to go through with this now? I'm nervous. I thought I was just going to a game. So, but again, I know my place. Like, all right, I'm going to see Zeal there and hang out, but whatever. It's about Gio. I know nothing. I get in there, and the first guy that I see is Jay Bieberman, I believe is his name. I'm going to just get that. I don't know how to say it, but it spells like that. Jay Bieberman, who is like Ledecky's right-hand man, top communications guy, whatever. Now, he knows me. somehow. He's like, oh, I hear you. He listens to me on a podcast that I do, the SI Media podcast with Jimmy Traina. I don't know how what extent he listened to this, whatever. So he knew me. So now I'm like, all right, I feel okay about myself that I don't feel totally out of place because at least somebody knows me. He was very nice, talked to him, whatever, whole thing. Then I see Zeal. Zeal introduces me to Ledecky. Now, this is me here. Like, I'm a college dropout that worked at Home Depot. I am now in an owner's suite meeting John Ledecky.
Well, you're selling yourself short a little bit.
But
yeah,
this is what I'm
just, you know, yeah.
I'm trying to paint the picture as
fan.
To
just,
why
you know,
I'm wearing an Allen jersey. Just go with it. So, right. Well, no, I get it. Yeah, you're no, right. No. 20 years the fan, but still, whatever. So I'm now talking to the owner. It's just like an unbelievable experience. I'm explaining to what I do and all this stuff and working with Zeal. The next thing I know, some lady comes up to me and says, Mr. Ledecky would like to get you a jersey. What number would you like? And I was like, 16. And they say, what size? Large, whatever. I'm like, okay, I mean, that's pretty cool. Then he comes out, whatever, 20 minutes later, hands me a personalized, I've never had, I'm not one to put my own name on the back of a jersey, like, ever. Okay. And I've never had an organization give me one. Here he comes, the owner, handing me a personalized Islanders jersey.
Mm-hmm.
What mm-hmm. would you do in that spot?
I would thank him profusely.
And put the damn jersey on with a smile.
Oh, ooh, slow.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would.
I would keep the jersey. I would not put on the jersey.
You have to put the jersey on.
Why?
It's like, I'm going to get to the next part.
So then this is now disrespectful if I don't wear it?
Yes, absolutely. They want to take pictures. So we're setting up to take pictures with everybody. We got to put the jersey on. Then after that, they say, hey, now this is like the last thing I would ever think. They're like, hey, we want you guys to be on the Jumbotron. Are you okay with that? To Gio and me. I'm thinking, me? Like, you sure not just Gio, Boomer and Gio show? Like, me?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they screw that up. Hey, here's Gio and Sal from the Boomer and Gio show. Well, not really. All you had to say was, here's Greg Giannotti and Sal Licata from WFAN. That would have been fun. Now, I really don't care. It wasn't that big of a deal. But it could have been a little bit cleaner. Honestly, I wasn't even... It was like, the fact that they would even think to uh-huh. put me in that spot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, they want you to cheer on the Islanders. I'm wearing an Islander. They put the jersey on, you know, pump up the chest, whatever it is. Like, I'm in the owner's suite. What do you want me to do? Sorry, I can't. Look, I've grown out of that. I'm an adult now. I'm not 20-year-old Sal. Oh, no, I wouldn't put that jersey on. If an owner of a team hands you a jersey that they just made for you and asks you to take pictures and go on the Jumbotron, you do it. And let me tell you something. I enjoyed every second of it. Every second of it. And I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
That's fine. But you're still a sellout.
How?
Sal.
You think I change fandom?
Sal.
You think I'm not a Ranger fan anymore?
You're the same guy that told me you're concerned with running into a listener in Aruba, and you might have to shave your chest and arms.
Which I did
to
yesterday.
To make sure you look good enough
yeah.
in case someone from New York recognizes you on vacation
right.
in Aruba. You didn't think it'd be a problem wearing an Islander jersey?
I never gave it a thought. I didn't even care. You think I give a crap what people think of me, Marco?
Apparently you do.
Well, with my shirt on,
say,
I mean.
Look, Sal, in this spot, you thank him, you hold the jersey, you smile, you also let it be known.
You think my fandom is
what? You also let it be known.
Wait till you hear the next
because
part.
Because you are a personality on the radio. This is not just Joe Schmo mm-hmm. that's hanging out on the street that works at Home Depot. That's not the Sal Licata that I know anymore. The Sal Licata I know is now a personality on the fan who wears his fandom on his sleeve. And now his sleeve has an Islander logo on it.
In that
That's
moment,
a problem.
In that moment, well, two things. I never hated the Islanders, even dating back to when they were in the postseason when I was doing shows a couple okay. years ago when they were in the Eastern Conference. So I'm serious. I've never hated the Islanders.
Yeah, but let's not backpedal. Come on now.
No, I'm just letting you know.
That's
the
fine.
Other thing is I'm from Long Island. So there is a connection there that is just it just will never go away. Like, it's the one team that represents Long Island. This is going to get worse. You're going to even be more mad. So
I'm more disappointed. I feel like a dad. I'm disappointed.
Then Potvin is there. Now, of all people, Dennis Potvin in the building. Like, How many times have I come on this show and whistled Potvin sucks? I mean, you know how many times I've yelled, I taught my 8-year-old nephew the Potvin sucks chant. And here I am, Gio, and I go up to Dennis Potvin to take a picture of him. Now, I was asking him, hey, you got any socks? You know, Potvin sucks. And you know what I was really thinking in my mind? You suck. But I couldn't say that because we're in the owner's suite. I didn't
you
want
don't
to say
have to tell the guy he sucks. But
I didn't say it. I asked him for his socks.
I even said, you get on me because I don't even like that chant because I think it's overdone. I think it's ridiculous.
All
you
right,
get
but
on
I love
me
that chant.
You love the
no,
chant.
No, I love the chant. And in my mind, I was whistling it. In my mind, just know I was whistling it. So a couple other things. There's
so you're
more
taking
to the
pictures with an Islander jersey standing next to Potvin?
Yes, for the joke. You know how many times I've told this guy he sucks? It was great. Oh, here comes CeeLo who's giving me crap. Another one. Yeah, okay. So now, a couple other things here before we finish it up, and I could get both your guys' thoughts on this as we interject.
He's another one.
Yeah, you are. You guys are out of your mind. If you experience
what
I experienced...
Mind?
Yes! What have the Rangers ever done for me that Mr. Ledecky did? Nothing! Dude, Dolan ticks me out because I rip a guy in a LeBron James jersey. They charge me $300 again. They take away our credentials. Here is an owner of a team giving me a jersey, and you want me to turn that down?
Oh, he gave you a jersey.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Not only that, they put me on the Drumbo John. They made me feel like a star.
Okay.
He, after the game, took us down to the team store and basically let us go on a shopping spree for free.
So you're what? You're a child is what
so,
you are.
No, I'm an adult. A child. I would have said, no, I'm a Ranger fan.
You're
I can't wear your jersey.
You got bought.
Free.
Yeah.
He took us to the store. Right.
You got
exactly.
bought.
You got
that's
bought.
All it is. You got bought.
Get
hey.
Bought.
You
hey,
got
you know
bought.
You did, and that's fine, but now you're gone. It's over. That's it.
I did. Hold on a second. I did not get bought.
Yes,
nobody ever once said I was an Islander fan. In that moment, I was there as a guest in the owner's suite.
So,
and doing.
Do you honestly think he would have thrown you out of the suite if
no.
you didn't put the Islander jersey on?
No, I don't. Now, I'm going to take it a step further because I'm just going to prove a point to you.
Who does that want to wear the Islander jersey?
Here's what I told Ledecky to his face. I said, you have turned me into an Islander fan.
There it
with
is.
With your generosity. You, well, but that doesn't mean that I'm not a Ranger fan.
No, it does.
You can't take fandom out. That's stupid. You think
it's
you
not.
Could erase fandom? You think you could just take fandom out of somebody?
But how,
nothing.
How
but
much
nothing.
Of a
you can't
fan
do it.
Are
what are you 10 years old?
All it took was for the owner to give you a jersey
I
with
mean,
your name
I'm
on it.
I'm a fan of him. Who would you root for? A guy who did that or Jim Dolan?
I understand.
Oh, no. Do you understand? I don't think you
yeah,
do.
Because I'm not rooting for
Sal,
a human.
Yeah,
I'm rooting for laundry.
The
it's the same
right.
laundry I grew
right.
up watching
right,
as a
but
kid.
But if the owner personally treats you nice, you're not going to root for his team?
What, that night?
No, whenever. I want to see them do well. And by the way, I was rooting for them to do well before this ever happened.
Fine. Okay. And you know what? I can even understand that I never had it. Because personally,
right.
I don't hate the Islanders. I hate
me neither.
I hate the Devils.
But Devils may be a different story.
There's a line. Let's go here. Okay. Because you're about the owners and, whoever's nice to you. So let's say while the Mets were still owned by the Wilpons,
mm-hmm.
the Steinbrenner family, you know, wined and dined you, gave you a Yankee jersey in
right.
the Bronx and all that. You would have done the same thing?
Very possible.
Oh, boy.
What am I
going to
do? What would
Again,
you do in that spot? You're
Sal,
not a
you,
fan. You're a professional be, adult.
That's like, the point.
Right. Yeah.
You're not just the guy on the street. That guy can be the fraud for the night, and it's not a problem. You are a personality on the radio and on TV. It's worse because you're now showing them that you are a fraud. If you were right up front. Right up front.
But
look,
you're
I will take this. I appreciate
about,
this whole
about
thing.
What?
Be understanding that I am a Ranger fan.
What's fraudulent?
I cannot show my face around wearing Islander gear. I lose all credibility to everyone that I talk to.
If I were
my
a fraud,
fans, my
no.
friends,
I
my
couldn't
colleagues,
care less.
Everybody.
I know what type of fan I am. I don't have to explain it to anybody. Mm. If I were a fraud, I wouldn't have posted pictures. I didn't think twice about it.
See,
people get caught up. They never experience it. If Boomers took you, CeeLo, or you, Marco, Boomer takes you to a suite of the hour. Game.
Right.
By the way, I met Sydney Esiason, who could not be nicer.
So where? You were in the photo with her.
Yeah, well, I did not know it was her. I was actually starstruck and was like stuttering because Gio was talking to this girl. I was like, she looks familiar. And then it was her.
Right.
And maybe the highlight of my night, aside from getting to go on a shopping spree and get my jersey and the Jumbotron, was hearing Gio and Sydney complain about Boomer as they shared a common ground how much of a pain in the ass he could be. That was a great moment right there. Boomer takes you guys, or Gio, whoever. We go to an owner's suite.
Right.
There, they give you these jerseys, put you on the drum board. You're turning that down?
Whoa. Again, you don't turn down the jersey. You just don't
you
have to put
it
on.
Right. Like Boomer said, but did you hear? You heard what Boomer said. Mr. Ledecky, it's thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I'll take the jersey. I'll hold the jersey, but I can't wear the jersey.
Why?
Pose for pictures.
Why?
You're on the jumbo. You're pulling at it.
Yeah, I am. Let's go Islanders, baby. No, so I'm supposed to go there and say Potvin sucks?
Embarrassing.
Why?
No, maybe not that.
It's that embarrassing. I'm an adult.
I'll admit this. Once you accepted the invitation, you're in a bad spot. Because you know they're going to put on the
but
full
court. No, I didn't. That's the thing. I'm telling you the truth.
Maybe not you, but for them, it's like, oh, we got him now.
I'm telling you.
He's here. We're going to put him on the scoreboard.
Better, come back anytime. We'd love to have you again. Yeah, you better believe it. I'll be hitting you up. I just checked the schedule. I had no expectation going in. Zero idea. I swear to you that I never thought that this was going to happen.
Not from you, from their standpoint.
But I don't even think that they knew who I was.
They did.
Yeah. Well, apparently somebody did, but I swear to you it was not.
They do their homework, and they bought you.
Sure, yeah.
They did not buy me.
They did.
Sal, they did their homework, and they bought a Ranger fan.
They played you.
No.
What they did.
Here's the other misconception here. Even if you want to say, oh, how could you wear the jersey, whatever, fraud. You really think, I wish it were that easy. I wish I could give up fandom like that. I hate the teams that I root for. They've caused me nothing but pain for how many years?
Yeah, you're always complaining and angry and upset. So, by the way, Fliegelman told me you did this with the Braves jersey a couple years ago.
That's what I mean. You guys get all caught up in it.
I didn't know about that. That's a bad one, too.
Yeah, it's like the Empire State Building. They've been doing it for years. Now, all of a sudden, people catch on. Well, I wore a Yankee jersey for a bit on TV, too. Kill me. I mean, big deal. You guys get caught up in this stuff.
A bit is a different story.
Yeah. You've been in this business way too long to not know the difference between a bit and really just selling your soul in front of everyone.
I did not sell my soul. They were giving me...
Because they gave you candy and gifts.
They were very generous. Seth. Yes. It was the greatest night of my life.
Okay.
And I would even say aside from my kid being born, but this was even better. I loved every second of it. They take us down right behind the glass, watching a hockey game, first row, personalized jersey. Yeah. You would do the same thing. And if you didn't, I'd be disappointed in you.
No, I wouldn't. You're a lost cause. I now know. I can't speak because I'm half asleep. I now need to go and start cutting audio for the morning show.
Okay, go ahead. Thank you for your contribution, CeeLo. Lost cause. Like I could give up my fandom.
I'm telling you. Like I said, I feel like a dad. I'm not mad at you, Sal. But I'm very disappointed in you.
Marco, you could be disappointed all you want. There's nothing to be disappointed about.
There is.
You should be proud.
I'm not. You have no credibility. That's awful.
With what?
I mean, yourself.
What are you talking about, no credibility?
You have no self-respect. You got bought.
I'm the biggest Ranger fan on this station. I'm the biggest Ranger fan on this station. Nobody talks more Rangers than I have talked. I have come on here literally shouting the goal song after a playoff win. I am credibility. Nobody's a bigger Ranger fan than me. Now, I'll give you the best part. I told Gio, because he did say that, I was saying oh, I love the Islanders now, and this is my team, whatever it was that he said. He left out the part that I said, this was the greatest night ever, bleep the Rangers. Quote, take that! I'm still a Ranger fan.
Boomer was mad at you yesterday.
Yeah.
Bleep the Rangers! Yeah. You're going to treat me like that? Bleep the Rangers!
But I'm still a Ranger fan. Yeah, you're the guy I wanted in the foxhole.
I can be bought. I can be bored. Keep egging me on. Say, I want the fisherman jersey.
I wish we had CeeLo on video.
I'm not even going to hear and put myself in the conversation. You've already angered Boomer enough.
Boomer's not mad at me. By the way, since when does Boomer know who I am? Oh, he's one of my biggest supporters? I didn't even know Boomer knew I existed. Now he's my biggest supporter at the station?
Sure.
It's nice that I noticed I got a follow from him, too.
You're allowed to work on his show when he's off. That's how he supports you. Right.
That is true.
So you've already angered him enough with this. Now you're going to rant and scream that you're the biggest Ranger fan on the station?
I am. Stop. Nobody talks more Rangers than me.
Sal.
Who talks more Rangers than me?
First of all, that doesn't make you the biggest Ranger fan. You do that because you don't have four other guys that you work with telling you to shut up about the hockey talk.
Okay. Well, so what? Boomer's the biggest Ranger fan on the station?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not going to concede.
Has seniority, full season tickets.
Right.
Has been rooting for them since before either any of us were born.
I mean, if we need to have a Ranger off,
I wouldn't even go with any of that because some of those things can be, I think it's just the fact that Boomer can't be bought and he has a soul.
Yeah, well, there's a difference.
We've been around him enough to know that his Ranger fandom is legitimate. I'm not doubting his Ranger fandom.
What I will say, the one thing that there's a little bit of a disconnect there is that Boomer has been treated like a superstar his entire life. He was a great quarterback in high school. Yeah. He's been treated like a star his whole life. So for him to be treated like a star is no big deal. For me, it is. And that's why I appreciate it.
I'm the pro!
Yeah, exactly.
Again, you got bought, and you're going to compare yourself to the guy who's actually got family on the Islanders but still won't wear the Islander
right.
jersey.
Yeah, exactly.
It's different.
He has, you know, holidays with a player. On the,
right.
he should be rooting for the Islanders.
I was going to say.
It's family.
Right.
He pulls for Matt Martin, I'm sure.
Okay, yeah. So I'm sure he does. Yeah. So do I. So we have that in common as well.
All right.
Uh-huh.
You guys doubting my Rangers fandom? I wish you would not easy to give up.
I'm not doubting it. My mind's made up.
Guess what I'm wearing all week?
It's gone.
Next 2 days, I'm wearing my fresh new Islander gear. I have a nice little vest. I have a nice fisherman hoodie. Oh. I'll wear my Licata jersey.
Better watch out. That facial recognition software at MSG. I'm going to boot
you right out. They don't give us credentials anyway. You don't root for that guy.
Credentials is different. But you with your, you know, they're going to refuse your money for playoff
good.
Tickets.
I'll save 10 grand or whatever it is that I spent on these games this year. Ridiculous. All I'm asking for is a credential to get back in the building. I don't even ask for that. I pay my own way. I love the Garden. I love the Rangers.
Apparently you do ask for it.
No, I mean, it would be nice to not be banned.
Well, you know.
I can't foresee a situation where Ledecky bans me from going to UBS.
You're banned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? We're all banned.
This is what we need now.
What?
To be a fan of the team, we need tickets, we need credentials.
No, we don't. I'm just saying.
We need gear.
Roll out the red carpet.
Yeah. We need gear.
You got to turn your mic on there. There you go. Yeah,
well, in fairness, he has no headphones.
Are you doing the warm-up show today or no?
Evidently.
Oh, okay. You didn't know that? Walked into that this morning?
No. My point is, I've already slurred my words and forgot to put my mic on. I kind of need to wake up a little bit.
All right. Well, I appreciate both your support, even though
it's not support.
Really,
it's not support.
We're ganging up on you, 2-on-1.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right.
Very disappointing.
I still feel comfortable in my spot.
Bleep
the Rangers! Shoot. You got to delete that one.
Yeah. That's insane.
I was just joking. Yeah.
This stuff stays forever,
Sal. I had a couple of white claws.
Forever.
I had a couple of white claws at that particular moment. Right. Yeah.
Breaking down the Bo Horvat trade, the immediate reaction.
Oh, baby. It was on a tee for me.
Account.
It was on a tee for me. Like
I know. It was
almost like they did it purposely so I could get that video out there. And by the way, never once in that video did I say I was an Islander fan. Because I'm not.
Your enthusiasm rang true.
I was excited about it.
No, you didn't say you're an Islander fan, but didn't you say...
I am WFAN's hockey expert. I talk about both teams equally.
Wow.
Notice I said both teams.
Yeah.
Wow. There's only two teams that
now
exist.
Now you're going to anger the Devil fan.
Hey, well, send me a jersey. Maybe we'll be talking a different story. Invite me to a suite. Keith, they already... They took care of Keith. That's why he's the...
Hey,
you know what?
Yeah.
I'm easy. I can be bought. I admit it.
Well, at least you own that. But if you admit I can be bought, then just put the Ranger thing aside now.
But I can't. I'm a Rangers fan.
No,
it's in you. There's nothing you could do to change whatever team. If you came in here tomorrow wearing a Lenny Dykstra jersey, I don't look at you and say, oh, wow, you're a Met fan. You're now banned. You're a Yankee fan. It's in you.
But I wouldn't do that. That's
okay, but it's in you. But why not? What's the difference?
What's going to happen come the springtime when we get a Rangers Islanders playoff series for the first time since 1994?
No, I'll be rooting for the Rangers.
Yeah,
unless Ledecky invites me to the suite, then I'll be rooting for the Islanders.
See, that's all right. I gotta go.
Soulless.
Mr. Ledecky, if you want, mine are 6-3-1. Just in case you want an extra. All right, thanks, Marco. I'm sorry we kept you so long. Yeah. All right.
Very disappointing.
Oh, stop it, please. My fandom, unfortunately, I wish with some of these teams, the pain that it caused me, it could be erased just like that. It cannot. Now, Gary and Mayapak and I have had this debate many years ago, Gary. You recall, right, that we had a big issue about this, and I won you over, right?
Well, you did win me over, but the first call I made to you was about this exact same thing. I thought you were over the top. You were too enthusiastic during that Islander run, and I called you a fraud and a fugazi, and so, you know what? You're a fraud and you're a fugazi.
Gary, come on! Nobody talks about the Rangers more than I do. You know it!
I'm at the point. You know what? Michael Corleone had the famous line, "You broke my heart, Fredo. You broke my heart, Sal." How could someone as passionate as you not know better than to do something like that?
Like what? Bleep the Rangers!
I can't even talk hockey with you no more about the Rangers.
Oh, Gary, stop it. Come on.
That's what I feel.
Gary,
no. You have to know better.
No, like what? What am I not supposed to go? Come on.
And you know what's even more annoying, Sal? You're doubling down on your actions. You're doubling down. Islanders suck.
Oh, Gary, it's for you. Come on. You missed a chance right there. I gave you a chance. Thank you for the call, Gary. You get back to us. Let's talk some Ranger puck when play resumes. You guys are insane. I'm telling you, if you had the chance to do this, you would do the same exact thing. And by the way, you should. I acted accordingly, like a professional. It's not life and death. It's sports. The owner of a team hands you a jersey with your name on it. You take it with a smile, and you put that baby on. They ask you to be on the Jumbotron. You do it. You know who I root for? Me! I root for me! And I won that night! And you're trying to take away my victory? Finally! I was treated like a star! Even if I am just Sal from the Boomer and Geo show, I was treated like a star! Tell me it's not a dream of yours to sit in an owner's suite, have him present you with your own personal jersey, then take you shopping in his team store afterward, whatever you want. And he was hanging out the whole time. What a great man. How could you not root for that team? Doesn't mean I won't root for my team, but how can you not root for that team? And if they play each other, I'm going to have a problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.